The markets were not helped by word from the Labor Department that the number of people applying for jobless benefits rose unexpectedly last week to the highest level in 5 months. Analysts say the increase suggests companies may not hire enough workers this month to lower the national unemployment rate, which stands at 9.5%. New York reported one of the largest increases in new jobless claims because of continued layoffs in construction and services. The Dow Jones Industrial Average shed 59 points, dropping to 10,320. The S&P 500 lost 6 points, closing at 1,084. The NASDAQ closed at 2,190, down 18 points. In housing news, mortgage rates fell again to record lows this week, even as the number of foreclosures rose in July and banks seized a near record number of homes. In the General Motors earnings call today, a little surprise.
So this morning I am pleased to announce that effective September the 1st, I will step down as CEO of GM.
Ed Whitaker led the company since December. The 68-year-old made this announcement shortly after GM reported its second straight quarterly profit. Whitaker will turn over the reins to Dan Akerson, who has sat on GM's board since last summer. He was asked whether he'd shake up management when he takes over the job next month.
I have to get in, get my feet on the ground, and get a day-to-day operational perspective on the business before I'd be prepared or willing to discuss that particular subject.
To talk more about what this turnover means for GM and U.S. taxpayers, remember, we own 61% of the company. We turn to Michelle Krebs. She's a senior analyst with the online automotive site Edmunds.com. Welcome to the 411, Michelle.
Thank you for having me.
How significant is this news that the CEO is stepping down?
Well, it certainly was a surprise that it came today. He's 68 years old. He has a very nice retirement package from AT&T where he is CEO. So we fully expected him to be fairly short term. But I think what surprised people is that he didn't stay on through the launch of GM's initial public offering.
Right. There are reports GM could have a stock offering as early as tomorrow. That's part of a step to pay back the more than $40 billion owed to taxpayers. How likely is that now?
Well, we certainly think that they are preparing the paperwork. We don't know exactly when they'll launch that IPO. We're hoping that they do it when market conditions are much better than they are now, both the stock market and the global economy and the U.S. auto sales market. So we're hoping they time it well.
There are growing fears the economic recovery is hitting the brakes. How would this stall in the economy affect GM's bottom line?
Well, we're already seeing that will affect it in the second half. We were told by GM executives today that the first and second quarters, which were good quarters for them, will be the best of the year, that the rest of the year is not going to be as strong. There's been some weakening in Europe, even in markets in Asia that had been really fast-growing. China, as everybody knows, is slowing down a bit, and there's some price competition going on there, even in South America. So the global economy is going to affect its bottom line for sure.
Michelle Krebs is an analyst with Edmunds.com. Thanks for joining us.
Glad to be here.
And now to a story about another icon, this time in Brooklyn. Grimaldi's, the 105-year-old pizzeria under the Brooklyn Bridge, faces eviction. Popular with locals and especially tourists, some, including me, think it's the best pizza in the city. There's a court hearing tomorrow. WNYC's Ilya Meritz is here now with a preview. What's the case against Grimaldi's? What happened?
Well, Grimaldi's owner is a man named Frank Cioli, and apparently he's been pretty consistently late on his rent and also taxes that he was going to pay to the city. His landlady, Dorothy Waxman, took him to court in the spring, and they reached an agreement in June that set specific dates by which point he would make different payments for different monies that he owed. Waxman's attorney says he has not been making those payments on time. Some of the payments have been made, but the checks have come late or they've been dated strangely. And she says she's had enough and she wants to evict him.
And Cioli's defense?
In an interview with the Wall Street Journal, Cioli said he has sent her checks for most of the money that's owed. Most of those checks are indeed post-dated. So that's a little bit strange, perhaps. Cioli's lawyer wouldn't talk to me, but I did speak with the manager at Grimaldi's, Gina Peluso. And she says, yeah, sure, Frank Cioli is habitually late. That's just sort of the way he does things. But this isn't about cash flow. It's about a landlord who wants to evict a business for whatever reasons she has. She's focusing on the technicalities of when a check came in rather than whether it's being paid.
And briefly, Ilya, how is this possible? There are always huge lines outside Grimaldi's.
No kidding. I was there at 4:30 yesterday, and there was still a long wait to get in. I can tell you Grimaldi's hasn't raised prices in 12 years. A pizza pie, a large pie, still starts at $14. Several people online said if it's a cash flow issue, they would be willing to pay more.
WNYC's Ilya Marritz, thanks so much.
Thanks.
This is WNYC.